The Barnacle Podcast is brought to you this week by Two Pips Cast. Two Peas in a Podcast is a storytelling podcast by Gavin and James, where they discuss random subjects and tell stories about their life and friendships. Often they have guests. Sometimes it's funny, sometimes it's not. But no episode is complete without a dick joke or two. Highbrow stuff. You can check out their stuff at twopipscast.podbean.com or search for Two Pips Cast on iTunes. Also, check them out on Twitter at twopipscast. You'll also be able to find a link to their sites in the link dump below. Hello and welcome to the 27th Binary Core podcast. I'm Sparrow and I'm joined by Blaze and Dadge.
Yo.
Hello.
Okay. Today we will be talking about the Xbox One 80. Yeah. That's happened with them getting rid of DRM and what downsides that actually comes with. It's true there are downsides. We're going to go over certain games that were released at E3 and what we think about them. There is a thing going on with an ISP called First Row One, and about how they're trying to give out Premiership game. What was it, Dash? They're trying to show Premiership.
They show Premiership games. They're based in Sweden.
And it's about the UK trying to block it, right?
Yeah, British ISPs.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're also going to talk about how a lot of PS3s this week got bricked. That was fun. And you two are going to talk a bit about Project Spark because I actually know nothing about that.
That's good.
Okay, so Xbox One DRM, good or bad?
I think overall bad, as in the change. Because before the change, I was leaning a hell of a lot. Trying to decide between PlayStation 4 and Xbox 360, Xbox One was a lot easier for me because I preferred a lot of the ideas on the Xbox One, like the ability to cloud game, the ability to go round to someone else's house and access your games library. That sounded awesome to me. And
you
for
still
that,
can't
you
do
DRM.
That, though.
Only if you've downloaded the games. If you've got the games on disc, you can't do that anymore. So if you go out and buy the games on disc, you can't do that cloud gaming anymore. If you digitally download it, you can.
See, that's annoying because I will be disc-based for all my games.
Yeah.
So if I was to go round to your house, I'd have to bring the disc with me.
Yep.
The thing is, I do that anyway. I'm used to doing that, so I don't actually see that as a downside. I would still do it.
You look at the plus sides, I mean, when we're doing recording, I'll bring a few games around, and then we've got those to choose from. With the Xbox One, the way it was going to be, with cloud gaming, I come around, we've got my entire library available.
True.
So it's like, oh, we could have done this. Well, we can. We can get to that game. Or we could have played this. We can. We can get to that game. But now, because of the backlash that Microsoft received, they've had to take it out. And of course, now they're getting lambasted because it's like, oh, they're all about the money. Sony are all about the fans. Microsoft are all about the money. No, fuck off. Sony are about business. Microsoft are about business. They're all about business and making money. But yeah, I'm going off on a tangent.
Well, you're not. There's a point we should probably bring up there. You'd be a very bad business if you're not focusing on money at all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You'd pretty much die.
You'd go out of business. You can't make. If you don't make money, you wouldn't be a business.
We're
you'd
not worried. Binary core. Nothing's.
We're not out of business yet.
Sometimes we make money.
Yeah, but we're not allowed to talk about that because apparently printing your own money is illegal.
Only in like 52 states.
Okay.
Yeah, so we make it in the 53rd state. Is that like crumpled up?
Yeah, why not? So with the whole DRM thing, now they've got rid of that because their fans asked for it. Most people's response to this is, we still hate you, which I don't totally understand, because their fans wanted something, they listened to their fans, and they changed it.
It's because they've done it too late, but I don't think they should have done it.
No, doing it too late would be any time after the release of the console.
It's because there's a lot of Sony fanboys that are now. It seems like, because of how Sony...
Use your words.
Yeah.
I've done it. Take a breath.
Right. Basically, I think it's all due to timing. As in, the Sony conference was after the Microsoft conference. If the Sony conference hadn't been after the Microsoft conference, none of this would be happening because Sony wouldn't have been able to go out and say, hey, guess what? We're not doing what Microsoft are doing. Yeah, that's why we're better.
Because did they literally say that, though?
They may as well have done. They went out and gone, we don't have a a used games policy. You can share games. And then they did that video where it's like, this is how you lend a used game. Did you see the video?
Yeah, I've seen the video. Yeah. Was it like the Microsoft conference was going on and they were like, you two, backstage, do this little video so we can put it out in a couple of minutes.
Yeah, it was done after the conference. They've actually come out and said they never had any intention of doing a lot of the stuff they did, saying about used games and whatever. But after Microsoft announced that you wouldn't be able to share used games as well as you could before, they changed a lot of their conference and they made that video.
Just so it was basically them on just trolling for an hour.
Yeah. And that's why like everyone's all of a sudden like, oh, Microsoft suck. Because before that, everyone was like, oh, what an awesome conference for Microsoft. Microsoft have done really, really well. They've justified everything now, blah, 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 blah. And then when Sony came out and said, no, we're not going to do that, everyone's like, oh my God, Sony have won E3.
I didn't know it was a competition.
Yeah. Well,
did they get a trophy?
There is no trophy.
It has come out with the whole, if you say something good about Sony, you're right. If you say something good about Microsoft, you've been labelled as a fanboy.
Yeah. It's like when...
Which, to be honest, is exactly what happened on the last generation of consoles with Sony and Microsoft. You know, people who stood up for the PlayStation were classed as fanboys because it's the underdog, and that's what happens if you go for the underdog thing. You're a fanboy.
Yeah. But, see, it's... I'm being accused of being... Well, I've been called a fanboy by a certain person who shall not be named. So Keith called me a fanboy. And
but you are. Like, by definition, you are. Because you're defending something that isn't good.
But I wasn't... Well, I was... Yeah. But that makes sense to a degree.
I've heard some theories about this whole no DRM means you can't do the cloud storage. Apparently there are still ways to do it. It's about putting DRM on disks or only putting DRM on the online stuff. I can't remember exactly how it was explained to me, but there is a way for you to still get the family storage.
Not as far as I'm aware. And that's the other thing now. Apparently reports are coming out, and I think this is reports that are hardly genuine. It's like, we'll never know, to be fair, but it's like, apparently this whole, like what Microsoft said you could do was a lie. Like, you couldn't share your library of your family. Actually, what you could do is you could give them a 45-minute demo of the games you had, and then they had to buy the game themselves.
That's completely redundant. That makes no sense.
Yeah. It doesn't. But that's apparently reports that are coming out now. I don't know if this is being circulated by freaking Sony fanboys.
You can't blame everything on them.
I'm going to, because they pissed me off a lot this week. Because I liked the Xbox 360's ideas. I liked the fact that it was looking to the future. It was doing pretty much what Steam's doing.
You mean the One?
Yeah, the One. It was doing pretty much what Steam's doing. Steam's already doing this because it works.
And Steam are
also... You don't sit there and go, oh, for fuck's sake, Steam is shit. I can't share my used games with people. Because they're not supposed to be able to. They're digital downloads. What Xbox One was going to be was digital downloads, but they know that certain people, or some people like you, for instance, and me to a degree, like the feel of, like actually having a physical disc to use.
Yeah, I don't know why I do. It's not the feel of the disc, but I like having the physical content there, because there could be all of this. Actually, a lot of it is to do with space. A problem I'm getting with right now on my 360 is I haven't got a lot of space on there to install new things. So I like having discs.
Wouldn't be a problem, because they were talking about having it as a cloud. So you put your game in and it would install to the cloud, and you'd run it off the cloud. You wouldn't have the problem of running out of space, because it would be determined by, or there wouldn't be a space limitation as such. I mean, maybe there'd be some sort of space limitation, but it wouldn't be anything too limiting.
The other thing about cloud gaming is because sort of you're playing it off the cloud, sort of streaming it as you go. That, you know, sort of, if you've got a bad connection and whatnot, downloading the game, completely fine with, but then, once again, it's storage. You'd have to delete a game to put on a new one and whatnot. That's why I like discs. I use all my storage for DLCs and stuff.
Yeah, but I mean, the hard drive they were coming with was, it's 500 gig, isn't it? Yeah, 500 gig hard drive.
Pretty good.
You're not going to use all that. Well, you
say
might
that.
But if you've got 20 games, I mean, at the moment, games are, what, 4 gig?
Well, let's take it this way. Fable 3 is the free game that Xbox have allowed you to download. That's 5.7, but I believe that comes with all of the DLCs and stuff. So.
Okay, so we'll call that 5.7 gig is one game with loads of DLC. So
I can't say that it is with a DLC, but it's 5.7. Just go with that.
Well, I had games installed that were 2 gig. So just for argument's sake.
It does depend on the game. Like Sonic Battle Adventure 2 is 2.4.
Yeah, so for argument's sake, let's just say the average is 5 gig, yeah? Just for argument's sake, to make it easier for everyone. That's 100 games.
Good point.
There's no way I can imagine, I mean, obviously, give or take a few, because you're going to have space for other stuff, like maybe videos or music.
Saves,
yeah. So let's say 80 games. Are you really going to have 80 games that you're playing regularly?
Yes, no.
So you can take off, like, 40 of those, and then you just have your 40 most played games on there. And then if you decide, actually, you know what, I want to get an old one out, 10 minutes to install it, probably. There you go, you're done, you carry on playing.
No, it's a good size for it. I mean, but the one downside that I'm hearing about the Xbox hard drive is the fact that it's not a 2.5-inch hard drive like the PlayStation 1, because PlayStation 1 is just a laptop drive. You could take it out, shove a terabyte in if you wanted.
Yeah, the Xbox One hard drive isn't interchangeable. You're stuck with the hard drive once you put it in.
But it's exactly the same with the 360 one. Oh, no, do you mean like you can't actually put in a new hard drive at all?
It sounds like that's it. It's once you've got the hard drive, that's it. You can't really replace it.
With
the Xbox 360 one, you can replace it, but you need one that's designed for Xbox 360.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we'll have to wait until it comes out and all that. But I know with the PlayStation 3, you can take out the drive. I mean, Keithius has just bought a PlayStation 3, and he's just shoved a 640 gig hard drive in it because he can.
He just bought a PlayStation 3?
Like yesterday? No, 2 days ago.
Really?
He bought it. Yeah, he bought it 2 days ago.
I didn't even know he liked Sony. This is news to me.
No, he's been talking about buying a PlayStation for a while. He's been talking about buying a PlayStation for a while, and he finally got
around
to it.
Because he's a Sony fanboy. Yeah, that's why.
Even before all of the, you know, the announcements and all that, he's been talking about buying one because it's the console he doesn't have.
So you're saying he's been a Sony fanboy for even longer than we knew?
Yeah, let's go with that.
Alright, okay, I'll stop being an asshole now.
Not that he's gonna... Yeah, there were certain games in it, like Resistance Fall of Man, and I'm sure there's more that he liked on it.
Last of Us.
I was about to say, yes, of course, Last of Us. That's going to be the reason most people are getting PS3s at the moment.
I'm even tempted to go and buy a PS3 now, just for Last of Us.
I like the concept. I still haven't seen anything about the game, too.
That's everything as well. I did mention that I was thinking of getting a PS3.
Still
getting called an Xbox fanboy. But what I was saying before was with the discs, still having the discs, it seemed almost like what Microsoft wanted to do is they wanted to push towards the future where it's going to be all digital downloads, but they didn't want people to have to immediately start doing digital downloads. So those people who still didn't have a great internet connection or still really like discs, they could be weaned off it. So they've still got discs for now, but they've also got the ability to digital download. So slowly but surely they'll move away from discs and they'll just be digital downloading. It's a process rather than saying, right, digital downloads, that's all you've got now. They gave you discs and said, here you go, you can keep using discs, but you should move to digital downloads, and now you can when you feel ready. No one agrees. Okay.
I do. It's a good point.
That's how I felt. That's how I saw it. That's what it looked like.
Yeah, they want everyone to get away from their hard copies and move on to the logical ones. But
and that's why I liked it when it was like that. I mean, I preferred that to the way it is now. The fact that they've 180'd kind of annoys me because I'm losing a lot of, if I was to go for an Xbox One still, I'd be losing a lot of the features that I really like the look of.
Are they still doing the whole sort of, if you're playing with someone who has live, you have live for that instance?
It wasn't that, it was a case of
it's the family thing.
Yeah, I think it's more, well, I think it's limited to, so if one account has Xbox Live on that Xbox One, every account on that Xbox One has Xbox Live.
Well, that's what I just said. If you're playing with someone who has Live. So
all right, yeah, no, I thought you meant like you're playing on someone else, like someone else has got an Xbox on the other side of the world and they're playing online. You can be like, oh, I'm going to play with them. And then you've actually got Live. No, yeah.
Because by definition, you can't connect to them because you don't have Live. I meant like if I'm playing on
Halo here, and instead of having Karis to guest with me, she's then just playing as her account online. Yeah. She's not playing as Spyroism 1.
I think that's still happening.
Yeah, that's good. That's
yeah, that's good. That sounds good to me.
It means that Dominic can play Crash Course 2 because he does like that game. But you can only play it if you've got a live account.
I didn't know that.
Hey, it's quite annoying because it keeps having to, and you can't even guest on it. Yeah, you actually because have it always, to play on a live account.
It's constantly connecting to the servers, isn't it? I noticed that.
To update with everyone else, yeah.
Yeah, because when I played, because I played some Crash Course, and I was downloading something. Yeah, no, it was about a week ago.
Since I downloaded it on your Xbox.
Yeah. I was like, what should I play? Oh, there's this. And every time, sort of like every couple of minutes, it would come up and say, download stopped for Fable 3. Oh.
I still haven't installed Fable 3 because, as I said, I haven't got enough room, but I'm trying to complete games so I can clear off DLC space.
But you've purchased it, so...
I purchased it, so it's there on the download.
That's fine, then.
I hope it's still there.
I just want my summation of the whole E3 Xbox PlayStation thing is.
Gonna say you've been very quiet. What's your opinions?
My opinion is buy a PC. That'll do. No. The fact that they're in a 180 means that they're listening to the fans. If the fans want that, then they've given them that, which is fine. But it's obvious that it's. Hurt them, but that'll only be in the short term. In a year, next year's E3, nobody will care.
No.
The other thing I wanted to point out as well is I'm hearing this a lot. It's like people are now saying, yeah, but the PlayStation 4 is going to be so much better because the specs are higher. And I... Yeah, this
they
is,
are.
The specs are higher, which is true, but the specs are a lot higher on the PS3 than they are for the Xbox 360, aren't they?
And still, what did everybody do?
Well, they got the 360, but that was because the 360 was out first. The 360 came out first, so they had a huge head start.
Head start,
that's
yeah.
What I was looking for. But what happened with the Xbox 360 is it was a lot easier to develop a game for the Xbox 360 than it was to develop a game for the PlayStation 3. So developers would develop this game for the 360 and then port it to the PS3. It would often be badly ported, so it would appear better on the 360 than it would on the PlayStation 3, even though the PlayStation 3 could do a lot more. Because if you're designing something for a system that's lower than other systems, the other systems are never going to be working.
It will look tacky, yeah.
It's not going to
fulfill the potential of the hardware that you're porting it to.
I'm so glad you're here, because I had no idea how to put that into place. Yeah, but... The plus note is that, I mean, Sony said it at their initial announcement of the PlayStation 4, that they spoke to developers and found out what developers needed to create games on their system with ease. So if it's the case that it's easier to make it on the PlayStation 4, then, yeah, people can go ahead and say, games are going to look a lot better on the PlayStation 4. But until you know that, you can't sit there and say it. And that's going to be a good year before you realise, or before developers are picking and choosing really which console they're going to develop on. I think.
So, well, I won't be getting either of these two until round about next year's E3, to be honest. And one of the reasons why that, one's money, because that's always important. And the other one is there's enough coming out on the 360 in the next year that's also coming out on the Xbox One to still make it a contender to be a console. It's not like everyone's just going to go, well, she's not going to touch my 360 anymore.
Yeah, no.
People still will.
That's a good plus. Yeah, Microsoft are still supporting the 360. I'd assume Sony are still going to support the PlayStation 3 as well.
Yeah, I'm still going to be able to play Destiny. I'm still going to be able to play COD. Halo is probably one of the only games that I'll have to wait for, because that's obviously only going to be out on the Xbox One.
I wouldn't be so sure. I get
no,
the feeling.
From what I've seen, Halo 4, Halo 5 has no... announcement to be released on the 360.
Yeah. One of the biggest surprises, talking about like what's announced on older consoles, is as David pointed out to me,
FIFA 14.
Right. It's
why is that a surprise?
Well, it's coming out on everything.
Yeah.
No. I mean
everything. PlayStation 2.
What?
Yeah.
They haven't made PlayStation 2s for a couple of years.
FIFA 14 is coming out on PlayStation 2.
Oh my god!
For all those. Brazilians in favelas who haven't got...
You know how everyone was complaining that Microsoft were money grabbers? Yeah. PlayStation 2, really? Okay.
Nice.
The one thing I want to know with this whole sort of games being on two systems like that. If I was playing Destiny on the 360, could I co-op with someone who's playing it on the Xbox One? Part of me thinks yes, but then a lot of it realistically no, because if I was, say, getting an achievement on the 360 while playing it, and then I did this, replicate the same thing on the Xbox One, I wouldn't get the achievement again, because the achievement only works once, because it's the same live system, yeah?
Yeah, same live account.
Right. They may be running on the same servers, but I was talking to Akithis about this, and he doesn't think that they would actually work together. You wouldn't be able to sort of cross-platform, because he brought up it's the same reason that PS3 and Xbox have never cross-platformed. My reasoning behind that was because Sony and Microsoft aren't going to cooperate like that. That's why they don't cross-platform.
Yeah, you need an independent host for that.
He said it's more to do with the technical capabilities of the two things, with the PlayStation being better specs than that, things run differently on it. But I suppose if it was one of those ported games, it'd run worse. But either way, because the thing run differently on either console, you can't match them up, because things would happen at different speeds. Lag would come into effect, and it wouldn't make for a smooth running. That was his reason for no cross-platform between Xbox 360 and PlayStation 3, which I don't agree with. I think it's because the two companies hate each other.
I think it's more to do with the fact that Microsoft...
Every single PC is different, but you can like every single PC runs at
that was one of my points as well. Yeah.
So and you can connect. You don't have to connect to somebody in the same sort of bracket of computer.
Yeah. As long as you're connecting to the same servers.
These are the Alienware servers. Anyone else who hasn't got Alienware cannot play these servers. These are the good servers.
Well, no, it's like Minecraft.
Do you have an Nvidia graphics card? Because it's the Nvidia graphics card servers.
You connect to the Minecraft servers, don't you? When you play Minecraft, you connect to that server. So yeah. Microsoft have their servers, Sony have their servers. If you're connecting to a Microsoft server, it makes sense that you're not going to be able to play against someone who's connecting to a Sony
Nobody's going to risk starting a company to be an independent host when there's a massive risk of one of them pulling out, and then you've lost the entire business model.
To my point there, if I'm playing Destiny on the 360 and you're playing it on the Xbox One, could we co-op?
I think it could be feasible.
Unless it could be.
It's just that you would see things at a much lower frame rate, or the graphics would be a lot worse that you'd see.
Why would they be worse? Because I'm getting the graphics from my system. They're getting the graphics from their system.
If you're playing on the Xbox 360, the graphics are going to be worse on yours. You'll see worse graphics than they will.
Yeah.
But they would have been like that for me single player, because I'm getting the graphics
from
their
system. You'll see the same kind of graphics you'd see single player. And they'd see the same kind of graphics.
You're both agreeing to the same point.
Yeah.
It sounds like you're being argumentative, though. So what's the problem? Like, could that work?
Well, what's the downside? Is they resource partition, so they can specifically keep their servers 360 separate for some sort of, I don't know, maybe it's business.
Which is the overall question I'm saying. Are we using the same servers, or are they? Is it like, they're all in the same sort of room, but, you know, these four to the side are the 360, and those 50 million over there, they're for the Xbox One. We're trying to wean you off that.
I don't know. So we'll have to wait and see.
Yeah, it's the only sort of thing I'm wondering about.
That'd be awesome if you got a cross-platform. That'd be brilliant.
Yeah, it'd be the first time it's ever happened, really.
It's the kind of thing we'd have to wait and see, really. Yeah. We can't know until it happens.
Okay, so because we've been speaking about games a bit, what trailers have you seen from E3 that you thought were awesome? Let's talk about Rise. Yeah. Everyone's talking about Rise.
I wanted to bring that one up because we said before this podcast that you didn't like the look of it for some reason.
So we take the trailer they saw, you know, where you're storming the beach, which isn't Normandy, and you're trying to get up to that tower and whatnot. So when you're on the beach and that, it was the running part of it where it's third person but over the shoulder. I hate over the shoulder third person because it's very much Gears of War, and I hate Gears of War.
However, I need to point this out. You did enjoy when we played Army of Two, 40th Day, and that is the same camera.
Yeah,
that is pretty much.
I enjoyed playing co-op. I probably wouldn't. I don't know, I feel like I wouldn't enjoy it as much playing that solo because I don't like that style of game. I enjoyed what I was doing. Because I was good at it. I'm good at it. Like third person, the first person shooter. But I beat you. But I don't know. Just that it looked very Gears of War, and I didn't like Gears of War. What partially because of that over the shoulderness and the clunkiness of the character. But then when you got into the combat, it became third-person centralized sort of Assassin's Creed way of doing it. Because I like third-person Assassin's Creed because you're in the middle of the screen. You're not over the shoulder. I like, you get to see more of what's going on. You're not, haven't got the character blocking your view of everything. So that was all right. And then when it got into the actual combat part of it, it reminded me very much of Darksiders. You do a little bit of damage, and then it's all quick time events.
Yeah, well, it looked like it was a bit more like Tomb Raider, where you don't have to use the quick time to finish a player. You can just beat the crap out of them if you want.
Well, it's the same with Darksiders. You could just keep beating the crap out of them.
Move on. Okay.
Yeah, but I don't know. It seemed like there were a lot of quick time events like that. It was a very much, oh, hit the guy twice, then press X, or hit him another two times, press Y. It was a nice concept. You know, you get to see these nice swooping graphics and whatnot, but it took a bit away from the gameplay.
See, now, this is, I mean, I don't get why people are so anti-quick time events. I get in some situations, yeah, it can be annoying.
Yes.
I'm not against it, it just looked
Jurassic
overused.
Jurassic Park.
Yeah. See, there's a couple of instances where I think quick time events should have been used, very much like the last 5 seconds of Modern Warfare 3, because the last 2 minutes of the game are quick time events. You know, you've got to crawl up a building, wrap a rope around a guy's neck, kick him off a building so he hangs himself.
Right.
The last scene, the last thing you see is Price lighting a cigar. It should have been X to light cigar. And if you don't do it, you fail the whole thing and got to do the last 2 minutes again because he didn't get the fat lady had sung and he didn't get to have his cigar.
Okay.
Well, you mean like at the start of Assassin's Creed 2 when Ezio's a baby, you have to X to kick.
Yeah, that was the most important part of the game.
I'm going to use Assassin's Creed. Assassin's Creed combat. Do you enjoy the combat system in Assassin's Creed?
Not one. I liked it in 2. Right. It was poor in 3, but it was better in 2. I'm on about the bit where like you could basically string together a 100 hit combo if you knew what you were doing.
Yeah,
but you couldn't do that in three.
At the right time, or you could have if you're holding the counter button, so that you're stood there in a counter stance and someone swings at you, you have to press a button at the right time to do the counter move. Yeah,
kind of like embedded time, isn't it?
Yeah, if you had a button appear on a screen. When you did that, it's pretty much a quick time event. Especially in Rise, I mean, sometimes you get them where it's like super slow, press this button now, or like...
Which is what Rise seemed to be doing.
It didn't seem to be super slow, it seemed to slow it down a little bit. But I'm saying like out combos. It's like, it's a quick time event, but it's not. But it looks like a combo.
And the reason I'm saying they're quick time events is because they all seem to be finishers. They didn't seem to be, a part of a combo. It was like, press B and you finish him. That's what Darksiders was. Darksiders was press the B to do the finisher, but it wasn't slowing it down. It just so happened there was a button, the button appeared above the character's head, so you knew that you had weakened them to do a finisher.
Some of them wasn't like there was this one where it was press B and he chopped off his leg, then press Y to actually chop off his head.
Yeah, but if you chop off the guy's leg, he's not really going to be coming at you, is he?
Yeah, I think
to me, chopping off a leg, that's a finisher. If someone chopped off my leg, I'm not going to be like Holy Grail Black Knight, it's just a flesh wound. I'm probably not going to be able to take you down anymore.
Yeah, fair enough. I mean, the one I'm thinking of might have been an arm. I remember him chopping off a leg at one point. I also remember him chopping off an arm. So
there's this bit where you press B to chop off his head, but then you pressed Y to chop off his toe. So technically it wasn't a finisher because you were still doing stuff. I understand what you're saying. Yeah.
Hey, it's how Barry kills people in D&D.
The reason I like the look of that game so much is because I'm a fanboy of Rome.
we have seen your Caesar videos.
Yeah.
We Caesar a few of them.
Oh. And thank you for your 3 videos last week. That was pretty cool.
3,
yes. 3. You had Feed the Beast on Monday, Caesar on Tuesday, and Caesar on Saturday.
Friday,
Saturday, whatever, whenever I approved it.
Yes.
This is the bit where you plug yourself. Go.
That's gaming. Go watch.
No. It should be, what is Dad's Gaming? And then you tell us what it is.
Yeah, go on. So, ask me, Adam.
What is Dad's Gaming?
Don't
know. Thank you, mate.
No one knows. Tried to Google it once and I got cancer.
Yeah, I've started recording a lot for Dad's Gaming. I'm sitting on a lot of content and hopefully I'll be able to get a few videos out a week at least.
Cool.
And I'm collabing with Adam a lot on Blazing Cypher.
That's nice.
Nice.
Yeah. Very excited about a video we're going to be doing in the future, but it's a surprise. It's for Binary Core as well.
Hey, I'm.
Wait.
Oh, you know about it, John. But I don't.
Which one? Which one?
Yeah, on the podcast.
Tease. Let's tease a bit. Well, just try and describe it without actually saying it. Tease it.
Is it the one that I'm working on at the moment?
No, it's an online action one.
Huh?
Yeah. It's a location, bit like your download one, but not that location.
Yes, an on-location one in like a couple of weeks. That I've been told I have to do.
I have no idea what the two of you are about. So let's get on with this.
You told me I had to do it.
You as well, John.
Anyway, so did any of you see the Halo 5 trailer?
The Master Chief walking.
Yeah, I'm in a desert, and then this big robot comes out of me. End of trailer.
I know, right? That game looks amazing.
I know. Straight away, I was like, "That's the Mark 7 cloak. That is. That's definitely Master Chief in his Mark 7 cloak. So Mark 8 by that game, of course."
Can I say something about that? Because apparently Xbox. I don't know why I'm doing this. I'm wearing like fake spectacles with my hands. Because like I was trying to focus.
Yeah.
Yeah, apparently Xbox, even though they said this is running in-game, in-engine, they were actually using a PC to run it, which means they had better graphics cards than they would have, which is why the graphics looked amazing. And that really, really irked me, because the graphics looked outstanding.
See, no, that's...
Especially that Halo video.
You've made a great point there, because I've heard reports and I've seen a picture basically saying that there were no Xbox Ones at E3. And that in the cabinets where the Xbox games, where you could play the Xbox One games, in the cabinets, you could clearly see, because they were clear cabinets, you could clearly see there was no Xbox One, there was just a PC there.
Yeah, they've got a video of the guy coming out to fix the PC.
Yeah, and there's a picture of a guy, of like a set of these Xbox One testers, and one of them has the Windows 7 start screen. So it's clear that it's on a PC. But there's been, like, I've seen one picture and a small report from a couple of amateur bloggers.
Could it not just be in a PC shell, but using the same components that you would have for an Xbox One? So it just wasn't in the right shell.
It was Windows 7.
I suppose.
That's where the kicker was. That was where it was, like, clear and obvious that that's what it is.
Because it runs on Windows 8. Mm.
Yeah. Which kind of says a lot about how Microsoft
maybe,
did about Windows
maybe
8.
Maybe it was Windows 8 with a 7 shell over it.
But no, what I don't get is the fact that this has not been picked up by any of the big name sites. I mean, like...
This isn't the point I was hoping to get onto, by the way. I just wanted to say something additional about the graphics. Because that's what we're getting onto, games and graphics. And
yeah, but you reminded me of this, so I wanted to...
All right, go on then.
No, I thought this was interesting to know. No, it's weird that no like main big website has picked up on this. So I'm wondering if maybe this is something that's
fanboy often... hype. PlayStation fanboy.
Yeah. No. I was going to say if this is often done. If this is the way it is, just done. If it's not unheard of. If it's something.
The big sites are complaining because this is what everyone does. It's standard.
Yeah. But obviously, like the small time bloggers who've gone to their first E3 ever. Don't know.
The PlayStation One looked like a console game. Yeah. The Xbox ones looked like PC games.
Mm.
That was the issue. It doesn't matter what hardware they use. If it looks, if they advertise as it will be, then it's fine.
Yeah. But when people complain, say, no, it's not going to look as good because they're using PCs here. I'm sure trading standards would have
which
a few words.
Which comes back to my original point, buy a PC.
No, I think, it just seemed weird that, I mean... Only small bloggers have picked this up.
It's weird that you pay... So... Anyway, go on. Never mind.
No, I want to hear this point now.
I was going to say, it's weird that you pay so little for basically a computer with a separate dedicated graphics card, graphics memory, but you can't do that for a PC. You can't buy a PC for £450 with dedicated graphics card and graphics memory.
You can, just not a good one.
Yeah, not an AMD 8X86, yes. It's bloody called.
NVIDIA 2 series, you know, you'll get one of those.
Yay, 2 series!
Anyway, that was just a sidebar.
Yeah, so, our thoughts about Halo was, yeah, that looks amazing, but that's a possibility that looks nothing what it's going to look like. And plus, they told you nothing about it. You're in a desert, and a robot pops out of the sand.
I don't think they need to, do they? It's the flagship.
No, you just need to see a picture of... All they could have done was the guy walking in the desert, right? And just the hood comes down, and for like half a second, you see just the rim of the helmet, and everyone be like, oh my god! So it's fine.
Teaser!
They could have just put the word Halo. And then a number, 5.
Well, that's what,
and
like, that's
oh my god, this game's going to be amazing. This looks so good.
That's what they did at their conference, Halo. Didn't they? At their conference, they went, Halo TV series. There may be a game. There's two games.
Yeah.
All right, so did any of you see the Mirror's Edge trailer?
I didn't, I'm afraid, no.
Mirror's Edge trailer. Mirror's Edge 2 trailer. The trailer itself, it kind of looked... Nothing really happened in that. You're looking at the gameplay, and it's pretty much the gameplay from the first game with better graphics. You're running down corridors, you're sliding, you're wall running, jumping, punching people. It wasn't much different. You know, very much the graphics, the art style was the same. Things were either very green or very blue or very orange. Like, each area has its own colour. Looked exactly the same. And then there's sort of, like, cutscenes where you're seeing Faith actually getting the tattoos. You know, like the sort of squares she's got on her arm and the one round her eye. And then the ending was the best thing ever. It goes, mirrorsedge.com, coming, .. when it's ready. Because this game has been like for years. When Mirror's Edge came out, DICE said this is a trilogy, and then like 4 years went by, and someone who left DICE went, oh, by the way, they are working on that, did you not know? So
I'm sure we heard reports as well saying, yeah, it's not going to happen now, we changed our mind. And then
so I thought it was a really good sort of we're well aware that we've taken forever, and we're going to take as much time as we want because we want it to be good.
It's going to be out at the same time as Half-Life 3.
I was about to say we should do another Half-Life 3 ad. I can't believe at just after E3 they announced Half-Life 3.
Who announced it?
It wasn't Valve. We should call this podcast Half-Life 3. We'd get them so many hits.
Have you, Half-Life you clearly 3 haven't been listening. We do this every week when we try to. If we remember. I love that thing that they did that wasn't in the previous one.
Valve are never at E3, are they?
No, Valve never wrote 3.
It's
they should
it's
be.
Cause E3, that's why, isn't it? They're scared of the number 3.
Yeah. Well done. That's probably
good joke. Adam said something funny on Skype. Jeez.
Right now I'm celebrating. I'm done.
Oh, I should have been recording this.
No!
It would have been nice.
In stereo, that was awesome.
It would have been nice if they were there, because a Steam Box announcement would have been cool.
I keep saying to people, I read online that Valve have pulled out the Steam Box. And I wonder...
Yeah, so why aren't any of the big companies saying about it?
Because it... I don't... Shut up.
It's just you. Just you heard about this. No one knows. Some guy
you're
wrote
right
this article.
It doesn't matter that I read it on my own blog.
Someone wrote an article and went, alright, when this gets one hit, I'm deleting it. And then you happen to be the first guy. And you were like, oh, da, da, da. And you're like, I can't find the article anymore, and no one else knows about it. What other trailers did you lot see? I'm sure you mentioned Dead Rising earlier.
Dead Rising 3.
Dead Rising looks awesome.
It does, yes. unless you become a Sony fanboy, at which point you start to say, no, it looks like it's shit. It's going to be like shit. Because this is what I've heard as well. Have you played 1 or 2?
Nope.
No.
Is this the game, number 2, is it the game where you're killing zombies and there's a bit where you can ride a tricycle?
Sounds like Dead Rising to me.
Yeah.
It sounds ludicrously stupid.
You can make weapons out of weapons. So if you pick up a chainsaw... No, you could make a sledgehammer chainsaw.
Why?
Why not? You're using this chainsaw on a zombie and another one comes up, you just flip the chainsaw up and hit him in the head with a sledgehammer. But you could
find
weapons.
I thought you meant, like, instead of the little teeth on chainsaws, it's sledgehammers.
No.
That sounds amazing.
That would be amazing. But yeah, no.
Or,
you can combine
a sledgehammer with, like, the chainsaw teeth going around it, which that's quite normal. You can get, it's like a motorized knife.
But you can combine weapons, basically.
The great thing about it is you don't have to be at workbench. You can just do it on the fly.
In number 2, you had to be at workbench. In number
yeah,
3,
you don't have to be at workbench. You just do it on the fly.
In number 1,
is,
you could...
Is that actually a storyline, or let's see how ludicrous we can be?
I don't know. In number 1 and number 2, there was a storyline. Definitely a storyline.
Yeah, it is very loose. It was, sort of, oh no, we got trapped in this shopping mall.
No, no.
Zombies.
Zombies in the shopping mall. That's original.
No, number one, it was a zombie infestation across...
Was it?
No way.
That was...
I guess, did the dead rise?
Yeah, correct. It was...
Pissed off.
Yeah. Because I'm trying to explain this here. Right. Basically, it was a zombie infestation happened in... It was confined to a shopping mall. It was blocked off by an army and confined to the shopping mall. A reporter...
Really, was it? What?
Fuck you. seriously.
So do you mean that the rest of the world was perfectly fine?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What, they just left these people in the shopping mall?
Yeah.
It's the US Army, obviously.
Did they put cameras there and broadcast it on Channel 4?
Yeah. You need to play the whole... it wasn't broadcast, that's the thing.
Channel 5,
it was,
get real.
Sorry. It was hidden from the public. You need to play the game to really understand.
Experiment.
Yeah.
You had to be there,
kind of, to a degree.
Stanford
was one guy wearing the big aviators and he was in charge.
But you play as a reporter who goes in.
I'm glad someone else knows what that experiment is.
Try and get a big news story about it so that he can be like this big name reporter. And then you get stuck and you have to try and escape. You try and get survivors that you can hear their stories, and you're waiting for a helicopter to come pick you up at a certain time. Blah, 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 blah. There is a timer. It's 72 hours you spend in this place. It doesn't go real time, because that would be annoying. Oh.
So that would be one hell of a play.
As an actual game, it would be a good idea if you had like a real time timer. You know, like done like raids in World of Warcraft, we have a week to finish it. Like that.
Now, do you mean a week playtime or an actual week?
Week real time. Wednesday at 2 a.m. every week, the servers reset.
So, yeah, okay. If you wanted to complete this game, you'd have to like you'd get it.
If you'd have to like complete certain thing, and then if you didn't, you'd have to go back and start again.
Yeah.
Or something like that. Anyway, carry on.
Well, that is what Dead Rising 1 is like. I'm at the moment, I'm stuck on Dead Rising 1 because I've reached a point. If I don't complete...
Storyline doesn't make sense.
If I don't complete this mission in this storyline before a certain time, then it's game over. I'm at one of those points because... I'll pass that bit. But no, there are certain points in the storyline that if you don't complete them in time, it's game over. But if you fail an earlier story point, then you won't get that story point. There's like 10 endings.
Dynamic.
Yeah, there's 10 endings.
Branching story.
Pardon?
Branching storyline with dynamic.
Yeah. Mm. There's like 10 endings. Like, there's one ending that if you get halfway through the game and you don't stop a guy from doing something, he blows up the shopping mall. But rather than destroy the zombie virus, it destroys the... it basically releases the zombie virus.
Okay.
Because the bomb, rather than destroying it, just spreads it. Causes it to spread out. And all right, it becomes a worldwide epidemic. Anyway,
I've decided I don't
Dead
like...
Dead Rising 3.
Dead Rising 3. The one thing I hate about...
I want to know what John doesn't like.
Well, it's nothing to do with this. It's just the branching storylines with the whole good morality and bad morality. Because I'm playing through Mass Effect 3 right now, and it's the bit where you've got to get all of the three Merc teams to join Arya to join you, right? So I can't remember which one of them it is, but some general needs to be killed, a Tyrian general. And it's the bit where he's like, oh, but I want these black market weapons. And you're like, okay, I'll go get the black market weapons. And the black market weapons guy goes, but I want a rare artifact. I could have just gone up to the general and shot him in the face, and it would have been all over, and I would have got the things. Why, on the good storyline, do you have to work so much harder?
To be good.
It's so annoying. Like, literally, you're there, and it goes, oh, go get the weapons from the black market dealer, or put a hit out on this guy. And I'm like, I could just shoot him in the face right now, and this game would be over.
Sorry, I didn't point out, I've just looked over at David and seen he's sitting there, right, and he's taking his headphones off, and he's not listening to a word of what you're saying. And,
has he not played?
And I was like, I'm just giving this look as if to say, what? And he's gone, spoilers, spoilers, not listening, spoilers. So until you finish talking about Mass Effect 3, he's not going to put his headphones back on.
Okay, but that wasn't really a big spoiler, was it?
It's enough of a spoiler. He doesn't want to know anything about the game, which is fair enough.
Okay,
it's like, you regarded when I told you that... He looked up there. He was like, what?
Okay, tell him... I just want to say one thing, because you know where I am. I've just cured the... Is he listening?
No.
I've just cured the thing, you know what I mean?
Oh, hold on. What happened... What was the last... John, don't listen for a second. What was the last thing?
Forget about it. It's going to get confusing.
Let's just carry on.
I think you're further ahead than John.
Yay.
But you may not have done the side mission that he's currently on. So, yeah.
Yay.
That's where it gets confusing. Dead Rising 1 had this timer thing.
Dead Rising 3.
This is important. Dead Rising 3. Dead Rising 1 had this timer thing where you had to complete everything by a certain amount of time, otherwise you'd fail the game. Dead Rising 3 apparently doesn't have this timer thing, which is, that was one of the main things that made Dead Rising what it was. You had this timer. It wasn't a basic zombie game. You got as much time as you want to kill as many zombies as you want. You had a specific timer that was constantly running down. If you didn't do stuff in time, you couldn't do it ever. That's it. It was gone. It wasn't like, you can go back and do it later. Didn't do it when you had to. No, that's it. Over. But I kind of like the idea that that's gone, because I'm stuck on Dead Rising 1 because I can't complete the game because my timer has reached a point where if I don't do something absolutely dead on, spot on, perfect, I fail the game. And I can't level up to do it, and I need to level up to do it, so I'm screwed.
Okay, I'm conscious of time, and you've wasted a lot of it on about Dead Rising 1.
Yeah.
First row 1.
Because people kept interrupting me.
I'm going to murder
you. We're going to skip. Okay.
What?
First row one. Let's do that.
Talk about it.
Yay.
So this isn't a new thing. This has happened before. I remember hearing reports that there was a pub that was showing Premiership games through a Spanish
It's from Al Jazeera TV
provider. No, it wasn't Al Jazeera. It was a Spanish or something like... It was a Mediterranean country, and it was there... They were showing Premiership football games through that, and so weren't having to pay really high prices that Sky were charging, but got to, you know, show all of these sports games, and they got sued for it. But I'm pretty sure they ended up winning.
They did. They ended up winning, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's because the Premier League sells the right to show games at 3 p.m. on a Saturday afternoon, which is why you'll never ever sell games that are outside of that time period, which is why you'll never ever see a televised game at 3 p.m. on a Saturday afternoon. So then the other games become more expensive because there's less supply.
Right.
Yeah, and but the there's a firstrow1.eu. I want to make sure people know about it so they can go and use it. They broadcast all types of sports, but specifically the Premier League has requested a court order forcing internet service providers in the UK to block that ISP. And it's come from a precedent set by BPI Music. Pirate Bay is blocked in the UK, and it's come from that precedent. So they're using that legal precedence to...
All ISPs block it now, don't they? It was Virgin were the first, then BT followed, and then Sky and such.
Yeah, I've noticed it, because I've...
Unless you have a proxy. But carry on.
I've never tried. They still appear on Google. You can be searching for something completely legitimate, and there'll be a Pirate Bay link there.
Well, yeah, because it's not about Google blocking it, it's about the ISP blocking it.
Yeah, no, but I'm saying I've noticed because it still appears on Google.
If you,
I'll be clicking
if something. Google were to start blocking content, then there would be a problem.
They do already. I occasionally see stuff at the bottom. It's like, this link has been removed because it's been blocked by blah, 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 blah.
If there's a legitimate reason, there is a snuff film at the end of this, I'm sure.
No, but normally it's to do with copyright, I think.
Okay, well then, that once again, a legitimate reason.
Yeah, but I'm not
saying. Sky, BT, Virgin and TalkTalk all provide television services on which you can watch BBC, ITV, BT Sports, Sky Sports with...
No, you cannot. Sky are refusing to let... BT show Sky Sports. And Ofcom have had to get involved.
Okay.
Which I think is hilarious, because as much as I can see, Ofcom have been put in place to stop BT doing things, but apparently they might be doing something to help BT at this point, so that'd be quite funny.
Stop BT. Such a big fanboy.
It's because have reason to. They already have... Sky refused to show BT Sport adverts, which... I'm in two minds about that. Should they have to show BT Sport adverts?
No, you can choose what you sponsor.
Yeah, they can, but like they've refused to do it. But I think BT do show Sky adverts, so I don't know. It's whatever they want to do, but it's just the fact that they're saying we're specifically not going to show them, and then Ofcom are now getting involved because of it. Meh.
They all provide TV and they all provide internet. So
yeah.
The confusing thing for me is that they're apparently going to try and block the this court judgment to block that particular internet site. But at the same time, why would they do that when if less people are watching the firstarray1.eu, they'll be going to their television services to watch the games because they'll be in smaller supply. I don't really understand why.
But... I don't know.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, but I mean, just in terms of the context of blocking ISPs, it's happened in the past, it's happening now. Where does it become like censorship?
It is censorship.
Yeah, but where, like...
When have they gone too far?
Yeah.
Great Firewall of China, that's when you've gone too far.
Wait, what?
You know how China is blocked from viewing most of the internet?
Yeah.
That's it's good. Referred to as the Great Firewall of China.
Oh, right, okay.
Because there is a Great Wall of China and a firewall blocks you from seeing things. So the Great Firewall of China is a clever play. Anyway, yeah.
Thanks for the explanation.
That's any time. That's what I'm here for. That I'd say that is going too far.
Yeah.
But there will be steps. It's not once we hit that's too
North
far.
Korea
there are steps.
Okay.
It's pretty much the other end of the spectrum. So you've said you don't mind anything on the entire spectrum from where we are to where it can be.
Yeah.
Okay, then.
No, what I'm saying is that is obviously too far, and there are steps leading up to it which would be too far, but it's hard to say, really. You're asking for my opinion, which would be different to everyone's opinion to what...
Yeah, but
you know,
I was asking for your opinion on what you think of Rise.
And I thought it was shy. No, it's all right. With regards to this, I don't know.
Do you not care?
Too far
does it not like bother you? Do you not...
Well, this whole sports thing...
Well, not in terms of the sports. Just imagine if they did it for other things.
But that's my point.
Because a company was making so much money off of it, they try and block it in the UK courts.
Are they doing anything illegal?
Who?
Whoever. For this instance. Then they shouldn't be blocking it.
Yeah, that's the point David's making.
Yeah.
It's not illegal, but because one company, one big company... has decided, you know what, we don't want them to be able to do this. They've gone out there, they're trying to block it. They do it, they set a precedent. And
everyone has to follow suit.
Not, they don't have to, but other companies could be like, you know what, actually, they pulled this off. Maybe we can pull it off with this. And you end up getting a lot of stuff no longer accessible because a precedent has been set and companies have gone and done the same. And now we're getting, like... certain pages on our Facebook are blocked because one site, one company doesn't like that these people are making their own teddy bears to sell.
Alright,
Adam. I was trying to pick something that hit
the worst
that John
explanation
would understand.
Bookended by the worst metaphor ever.
Another
I
level
of the metaphor
is...
that John would understand. He likes teddy bears.
Okay. There is one sitting in front of me, but don't worry about it. Another level of that is how, say, Tumblr has just been bought out by Yahoo, and there is apparently censorship going on of certain pages.
I thought Tumblr was just a porn site. How
can you censor a porn site? According to my 4 o'clock afternoon slot.
What?
Never mind.
But yeah,
Yahoo
are apparently blocking pages.
I read something it was on.
I can understand some of the things being blocked because, as you said to you, it is just that kind of site. But there are some probably really extreme versions of that, niche corners, that probably do need to be shut down.
That's probably right. I read.
I would say the illegal parts of it.
Yeah. I think it was ARS Technica. I could be wrong. I saw, had an article. I didn't really read into it, so I shouldn't be really talking about it, but screw it. Apparently, they're pushing towards now a UK-wide porn block. So it would be an opt-out. So all ISPs would be blocking 90% of porn sites, because obviously there's going to be 10% they couldn't find or whatever. Porn will be basically blocked. You'll have to opt in or opt out of the block.
So you have to specifically phone up your ISP and say,
I want to see porn.
Let me see porn.
Yeah.
I'd do it. They block X Hamster though. It's like the fourth most visited website on the planet.
I think that would probably be the first one they've blocked then.
What?
Because it's the fourth most visited.
They'll check my traffic.
It's all to do with, I mean, I've been seeing it a lot lately because I read the news websites, and one of the things that's been popping up a lot is that it seems that someone's got on their high horse and then other people have jumped on the bandwagon and said that porn is ruining school children.
Isn't the right word.
No, it's pretty much what I've read. It's ruining their minds.
Are you on the Daily Mail? Really? Were you on the mail.com?
I don't like people to know that that's what I read.
Get out.
I'd rather...
Understandably.
They're saying that kids as young as 11 should be taught about porn. Online porn now.
Well, if you block it, how can you teach them?
Well, yeah, that's another point. I think that's the solution. It's like, you know what? We don't really want to teach these 11-year-olds about porn. Fine, we'll block it. Problem solved.
I assume you mean the dangers of.
Yeah.
Here are some good sites. These ones are a bit weird. If in doubt, Tumblr. You know, just...
Oh, you mean the... Oh, right, okay. I thought you meant dangers of legitimate porn, but you mean dangers of the illegal porn.
No.
No, just of its existence.
Because
it provides valuable jobs to the...
because it's unrealistic, and it's not what sex is like. It creates an unrealistic...
Expectation.
Yeah, expectation. I don't mean that's the word that's been used, but yeah. And
happened on X Hamster recently.
They say it causes. I think.
Is that going in the link dump, by the way, X Hamster?
No. As soon as you said it before, I was like, do you know what? I'm not putting that in the link dump.
I'm pretty sure he's getting money. He said it so many times. Like, are you getting money to advertise?
Do you work for them? Or do you just like hamsters?
No, he's just got a few videos on there.
Oh, wrong. He's a wrong one. Shall we move on? We're running out of time, and there's still two things that you two want to talk about. PS3 bricking.
Oh,
quickly.
Just quickly. Yeah, so this is for all the Sony fanboys who think Sony...
Okay, we don't hate Sony. I just want to put this out there. Adam has views.
I like Sony. I love the PlayStation 2. I'm close to buying a PlayStation 3, and I might still get a PlayStation 4 rather than an Xbox One. But
okay, all right. Do you want to know how to solve this? Don't start a sentence with, well, this is for all the Sony fanboys.
But I hate all the Sony fanboys. Fortunately, we don't have any Sony fanboys.
Could I give you some personal life advice, Adam? Never, ever go into politics. You're about the most undiplomatic person ever.
I got a C in my politics exam, thank you.
You did politics at school?
Yes.
The education system is failing. Michael Gove was right all along.
I say C, I mean F.
You know that genocide you committed in that game, right? That was a failure of politics. Did you know that?
Actually, it was.
I know it was.
Oh, well.
So, bricking.
They released a firmware update, and they tested it so well that loads of people had their Xbox. Loads of people had the... See, PlayStation are so bad they're breaking Xboxes. They released a firmware update and they tested it so well that it broke loads of people's PlayStation 3s. But they've said that's fine, they're going to release another update next week at some point.
I should hope so.
And then they pulled the firmware and said, don't update your firmware, we kind of broke your Xbox. Oh.
What is wrong with you? Okay, just so that you can keep saying the word Xbox, Project Spark.
Ah, oh, good game. If anybody has ever played, is it Kudo?
Kodu.
It's like Game Lab or something.
Kodu Game Lab, yeah.
It's built from that kind of engine and concept where you start off with like a blank world and a blank character, and you choose everything. It's really in depth. You build a game basically, and you can build the world like to very very specific details. You can create a whole bunch of different types of games. I think it's going to overtake Minecraft as the YouTube thing. As a YouTube sensation.
Well, maybe we should try and get involved on this then.
So you're
bringing up Minecraft there. I just want to say something. Oh, price. What? How much? Free? That's amazing.
Yep,
I love
spot
it.
On.
Really?
Yeah. It's free, but it's going to be there'll be DLC, a lot of DLC for it. So
assets and content.
Version, Xbox One and Xbox 360, I believe.
Sweet. Are they inter-platformable?
Windows 8 version.
One thing I want you brought up Minecraft. The fact that there's going to be a Minecraft released for the Xbox One.
Yeah.
What? How? And it's going to be $60 or $60, right? So it's going to have the full retail price tag. What can they put in that makes it so much more expensive than the $10 arcade version? I can't for the life of me think of what you could put in that.
I think the
to
two
make
main
it...
things are the worlds are absolutely massive. They're still not basically infinite like the PC version, but the worlds would be absolutely huge.
Yeah, but the price tag, it's even the PC version is only £15. So
DLC updates, well, not DLC, they just update. The updates won't require you to start a new map, as I believe it.
That's cool. Okay, but I didn't know it was going
to
be that much.
Go to different chunks.
Okay, no, and that is just that's the placeholder price. Obviously, that may not be the actual price because the game isn't released yet. So I can't say that it is going to be the £40 full retail price. I'm just saying that on Amazon or wherever, it's got a placeholder price.
I think that's what it will be then. I think it would definitely go down, so I don't think they could justify that price tag, no matter what they add, unless they make it an entirely different game with something. They have
then
to
it
add
would
something absolutely huge.
Like, I'm trying to say, like, what could you change about Minecraft to make it better? The only thing you could ever upgrade are the graphics, but if you do that, then it's not Minecraft.
Maybe you can mod on Xbox One.
Yeah, no, that's something I didn't actually think of. Mods, that would be... Oh, I can tech it.
DLC mod other games on Xbox.
Speaking of tech it, really quick, have you opened the technical launcher any time recently?
I haven't, no. Why?
There is a new mod pack on there, which it doesn't really give a name, but it's sort of tech it in the form of the NASA logo. Like, tech it in space is as much as I can think.
Galacticraft.
I haven't been... What?
I think it's Galacticraft.
Could be, but it says tech it with the NASA, like a rocket flying around tech it.
Nice.
I'm just curious if anyone's played it. The sort of artwork imagery going for it is a Steve wearing a jetpack and he's standing in space.
Yeah, I think it sounds exactly like Galacticraft.
This sounds amazing.
The world you spawn on isn't the only world that exists. You can fly off and land on other unique worlds.
That's what the picture looked like, the artwork to go with it inside technical launcher looked like that. So I'm
and every
we may
world
have
has unique
that.
Blocks, unique mobs, unique items, unique crafting.
Right,
we may
you
need
asked the question,
this.
What could they add to Minecraft to justify the $60 tag price?
Mods.
Yeah.
Mods.
I'd say that mod. Okay. Yeah, I'm so sold. Buying, thank you, mine, life, gone, stuff.
I should work for like the company.
I should work
promoting. promoting is the word I was looking for. I should work for them promoting this because I've just got you to buy it.
Yeah, and it's not even out yet. And
no,
it doesn't
technically, mod, that's right.
Technically, it'll be the third version of Minecraft you own.
Yeah, well, technically, it will be the third version of Minecraft I own.
Are there any games like that that you just very quickly because we've gone well over time? Are there any sort of games that you own several copies of? Because it occurs to me that I own 3 copies of Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 2, N64, PlayStation 1, and Xbox Arcade.
Sims.
What, the first game Sims?
Well, I've got about 4 different Sims games on consoles, and they're all pretty much the same.
Owning Sims and Sims 2 doesn't count. I mean, how many copies of Sims do you have?
Well, I've got Sims 2 on the PC.
Right.
Yeah, I've
got Sims 2 on the PlayStation 2.
Oh, right.
And
right.
I've got Sims 2 something else on PlayStation 2 as well. And I've got Sims 3 on the Xbox 360. And I've got Sims 1 on PlayStation 2.
Also, you like the Step Up films.
just throw that out there.
I thought it would be a great way to end. So, thank you all for listening. Many tangents this week, but we stuck to our list.
Tangerines.
We didn't get... we didn't get focused on Rory Kinnear this time.
Yeah. That was such a weird podcast.
It really was. I liked my nosebleed halfway through. That's the best bit.
No, I like it when you bleed.
Shut up. Thank you for listening. Check out, if you liked any of the things we talked about, link dump for a lot of the links. Well, that's where we put them. Comments below if you have any opinions on DRM, whether you think Rise is any good.
Kissy poo. It'll be in the link dump.
What will be in there?
Kissy poo.
No, it won't.
It's a real game.
We made a video. Blazing Cypher.
All right. Maybe.
Sorry,
anyway,
you can end up doing it now.
See you next week.
Also, I want to know, does anyone know the answer to the question? What is Dad's Gaming?
No one knows the answer, but if you know the answer, put it in the
comments below. Stab the PO box.
PO box, what is Dad's Gaming? London. Anyway, bye. Say goodbye.
Bye.